800-333-0452.
Holiday shopping blues? Looking for that unique gift? Well, come on out to Ramona Flea Market for their holiday flea shopping extravaganza happening every Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Shop hundreds of vendors with unique and interesting products you won't find at the mall and at great prices. Be there to sell your items. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-95 between Gulfair Boulevard and Lem Turner, there have been at least three accidents going both north and south. There's lots of congestion there. And at 295 north, just before I-10, there's been a wreck. Police are on the scene. There's about a 50-50 chance of showers today. Our high will be about 60 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 40.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And if you have been listening to the show for the last almost 8 years, so 7.5 years, or you just picked up the show yesterday for the first time, welcome back. But if this is the first time that you have been stumbled upon the show, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, then just know that I've been waiting for you. This is a special day. The day that you found us, because it's time to grow. The universe is saying it's time to expand and grow. And so that you know, this is a safe place you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, I am live on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show. So those of you who are live on Facebook at the on and off the air conversation right away, you don't have to wait till you listen on YouTube. So I want to encourage you to go on to Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook so that we can all embrace this new truth and live the life of your dreams. So today I am doing something very different. I am giving away two books. It's called Everyday Spirit by Mary Davis. Mary Davis was on the show. This is the inspirational book that I've been doing every morning. It was a book that was sent to me by a listener. And it's been my little time with myself, reconnecting with spirit. And so the seventh caller from the radio station that you call or text, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And this is for US only. I'm not going to be sending it all across the world unless you want to pay for it, but in the US only. And that's 407-373-5959. That's the number to call. Or you can go on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show and send me a private message on Messenger, the seventh Messenger message, then you too will get a free book called Everyday Spirit. Now, she doesn't even know, Mary Davis doesn't even know I'm offering this book today, but I am offering the book. I have some extra copies that I asked for to give away, because this is such a special connection when you connect with yourself. And so as you look at your life and you see, oh my goodness, the end of the year is upon us. The end of the year. And we're going to be starting over next year. And so as we look back, sometimes it's great to look back. Actually, it is always good to look back. But when we look back with curiosity, not criticism, with curiosity, with excitement, with joy, with all the different components that brings a positive change in your life. So many of us look back to should on ourselves. Yes, I said should. Instead of saying, what do I want? What do I want? We say, what should I have done? Well, you did what you did because you needed to do it. There's a gift and a lesson in there. There's a gift and a lesson in everything we do. And I am almost 95% convinced that there are no accidents, that everything has divine purpose, that everything has a meaning. And so I want to ask you to go back, but not to be critical and not to should on yourself, but to say, what did I want in that moment? What did I want to accomplish in that moment? No blame, no shame, no fault, no duty. Embracing what was, what is, and how you want to embrace a new result. See the difference? Do you see the difference there? You know, they say that time flies when you're having fun, but where has the time gone? And they say time heals all wounds, but time heals nothing. What you do with that time is what's important. So today on the show, I want to sit back and I want to reflect on some of the gifts and lessons that we've learned on the show, some of the gifts and lessons that I've learned. I want you to text me at 407-373-5959 to share with me what gift, what lesson have you learned this year that you want to share with me. You can also go on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show and make a comment. Share it. You can share it privately on Messenger at Lillian's Radio Show. We're going to continue our conversation with my last show of the year when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today I get to share the most important aspect of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, which is to give and receive love and knowledge. Give and receive love and knowledge is what our purpose and mission is in this life. And I learned that. I learned that when I became a life coach. You know, sometimes people get and receive information and they hoard it. They hoard it. But there's others that go to the top of the mountain and they just shout it as loud as they can. Who are you? Which one are you? Are you the hoarder? Are you the one that wants to share, the one that pokes people in the eye in the wrong way sometimes because you really, really care and you want them to learn this new truth that you learn and you're so excited about it? Yeah, I'm talking about myself. Yes, I'm talking about myself. And so, but when I talk about others, I'm really talking about myself. What you see in others, you're really seeing in yourself. And you just don't want to look at it. So there's different ways. And by the way, are you guys listening to my little bell? I think it's annoying me right now. I think I'm moving my arm too much. So I'm going to put it down. So I want to share with you, for those of you who are listening in the Jacksonville area, or if you want to join our Heal Tribe, I want to start with that. This whole year has been about healthy eating and living. I've learned that it is not just mind, body, spirit. It's spirit, mind, body. And so we're making some shifts, and today we're going to be talking about all these different little tweaks that I've made along the year of the teachers that have taught me such wonderful gifts and lessons. And so the Heal Tribe will be coming in. We will be going to True Food Kitchen in Jacksonville on January 17th, 2019. That's January 17th, 2019 at 5:30, we're going to meet there in the private room and we're going to have a Heal Tribe meeting. This is healthy eating and living. One would think that if I eat well, everything's going to be great. But here's the thing. There are things that happen in our past that we don't want to deal with and we get sick. The body that stores that memory in the body, and it starts manifesting if we don't heal it, if we don't deal with it, excuse me, it'll manifest into a disease. And so your body will scream at you, I'm in pain. And then you go to the doctor and they'll say, oh, you have fibromyalgia. Or they'll give it a name. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, it's the fibromyalgia, or it's the diabetes, or it's the heart condition, or it's the. But along with good nutrition, if you don't heal your spirit and if you don't heal your mind, then you're not complete. We're more than just a body. We're more than just a person that has a career or a person in a relationship. Or there are other people that are just absolutely wonderful at meditating and being connected with their source, but they eat like horribly. So it's about combining all of that. And that is what the Heal Tribe is all about. It's healthy eating and living. January 17th, 2019, if you'd like to come, you can join the Heal Tribe at Heal Tribe, Heal, H-E-A-L, Tribe, and Healthy Eating and Living. Go there, request to be added because it's a private group. But here's what I wanted to lead to, that on January 17th, on that private meeting that we're going to have for the Heal Tribe, we're going to have a special guest. And that special guest is Dr. Joel Furman. So I know that all of you in Jacksonville have said to me, oh, I can't believe it. Everybody in Brevard County get to spend some time with Dr. Joel Furman. But he is going to be our guest speaker. He will be via Zoom. I don't want to say he's going to be physically there, but for now he's going to be via Zoom. And we will be able to discuss how we want to heal our life. Now, he is really good with the body aspect, with the nutritional aspect of the body. So I want to encourage you to, if you are having some health issues that are causing symptoms, he can help you tweak it through healthy nutrition. And of course, that is Eat to Live. One of his first books that he ever wrote was Eat to Live. And now he has the Eat to Live Quick and Easy. No, this is my copy. I'm not giving it to you. But so that you know that if you join the Heal Tribe and you go to that event on January 17th at True Foods Kitchen in Jacksonville, you will be able to ask your questions and see him face to face. So with that in mind, I wanted to plant the seed so that you will mark your calendar and be with us and join us on that day. So one of the things that I've been noticing over and over and over is people that want to eat healthy, but still feel bad. They feel depressed. They feel like everybody else is doing better than they are, but not them. They're not doing well. They feel that maybe they were dealt a horrible deck of cards. And so I wanted to start with that is the thinking aspect, because first it's a thought. And so my commitment for, as I look back on the shows, my commitment is, you know, I focused on the spirit and I focused on nutrition and the body, but coming into 2019, my focus is going to be on the mind, on the mind. And we're going to be doing, we had Dr. Bill Walsh on the show, and we are making some plans for the new year to have a monthly mind. We're going to look at the mind because many people are depressed. Many people are experiencing anxiety. Many people are saying, you know, what is this world, and committing suicide. They're ending their life. They're losing hope. So I can, this is going to be my commitment for 2019. I just wanted to share that with you. And so coming in the future, we're going to be giving away these tests that you can see if you have metal toxicity, if you have what your toxic overload is, what are your deficiencies. And so that's going to be huge for many of us who cannot afford that kind of testing. We're giving it away on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show with the group that has already made a commitment. And I'll share a little bit more about that. But going back to focusing on the mind, first it's a thought. That thought converts into a feeling. And then that feeling converts into an action. So I always say, nip it in the thought. People say nip it in the bud. I say nip it in the thought. So let's talk about these people that are focusing on not enoughness. Perhaps maybe there is lack thinking that this is not enough, that this is not good enough, or maybe I'm not making enough money, or maybe I hate my job, or maybe somebody else's job is better than mine. Maybe someone looks better than me. Maybe some, these are all the thoughts that we have in our head. And so if we are thinking that way, which is called stinking thinking, if you're stinking thinking all over yourself, then what is next? How can we shift that? So I came up with an acronym of LACK. That's the LACK mentality. So as you know, I love acronyms. And so I create, that's how I remember things. And so I created something that will help us see why there is lack in our life. If you're focused on what you don't have, you'll get more of what you don't have. And this is something I didn't understand. I thought, I'm focusing on that, so therefore I'm not going to get it. I'm focusing on not having lack. But that doesn't work either, because the brain doesn't understand the difference between do and don't, fact or fiction. And the way I can prove that to you is if you go to a movie and you're watching, you know, Friday the 13th, 35, or if you're watching, you know, some scary slasher gasher movie or a movie that is a fictional movie, and you're crying or you're anxious or you're nervous or you're wanting to run with a person or you want to scream at the screen, get out, then that means that they captured your mind. They captured your mind, and your mind started, your body started reacting as if it was really happening. It doesn't know you're watching a movie. I remember watching my dad see boxing. He used to love to watch boxing. And my dad would watch it like he would bob back and forth. And I'm thinking, Daddy, why are you bobbing back and forth? And it was because in his mind, he was experiencing what that other person was experiencing. And so he was responding that way. So L is for lamenting, lament, complaining. What you talk about is what you manifest. So if you're complaining all the time about your lack, I don't have this and I don't have that, then that's part of lack thinking. Then the A is for anxiety. If you're feeling anxious right now, then chances are you're thinking lack. And so that is detachment of self and a higher power. And so I want to encourage you, when you become a subscriber, you will get the 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. And that way you'll be able to start dealing and healing your body and healing yourself. C is for compare. You're better or worse than. If you compare yourself that are worse than you, then you are there. There's nothing to grow. But if you compare yourself with something that's unachievable, then again, they're going, okay, well, why bother? I'll never achieve that. So it's so important that you don't compare and that you focus on what you want only. This is what you want. And then the last one is the K on lack. It's killjoy. The dream ends before it begins. Who wants that? Who wants that to be around someone who's killjoy? So if you're experiencing a situation where you're not happy with what's going on in your life, chances are you're thinking about a lack. What I want to do is I want to, when we return from the break, I want to talk about the antidote for that lack, which I came up with a new acronym called FACT. FACT. So what are the facts that you need to focus on to change the stinking thinking that we are so good? Instead of being curious about what happened, you're critical. And so I'm starting off with this holiday celebration talking about lack. What do you want? What do you dream? What are your dreams? Why have you been afraid of dreaming? And not just dream, but dream big. But take baby steps along the way. Create a plan to focus on what you want and not the lack. And so today, I am your guest. I am the one that's sharing. I guess I always call the people who are doing that teachers, but I am the student. I am the student, and I'm sharing with my other students what it is to be in lack mentality. And so to help with this, I am giving away Everyday Spirit, the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And also, you send a message on Messenger and you will be the seventh messenger So send a message and you will get a copy of Everyday Spirit. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Includes money for a border wall. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Democrats say they will not support it, and their support would be necessary for the bill to pass. Gatwick Airport outside of London has reopened following this week's drone scare. An unmanned device spotted buzzing the airfield. Authorities say they have yet to find the person who was responsible for flying that drone, but they say they do not believe this is terrorism-related. Apparently, the bloodletting is not over yet on Wall Street. Stock futures are in the red this morning following yesterday's sell-off. Dow futures down 53 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 27 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-95 on the north side of town, still busy. There have been multiple accidents going both north and south. 295 south before US 17, a crash involving at least three cars. And on Butler Boulevard west at south side, there's been a wreck. There's about a 50-50 chance of showers today. Our high will be about 60 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 40.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they dance and sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through Christmas, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, this is the ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $2,600, but right now they're on sale for $2,210. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5-carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Pontevedra.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I am speaking to you from my heart worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And today I'm talking about gifts and lessons this year for me and the things that I want to focus on as we go into the 2019. And I just want to make sure that instead of making New Year's resolutions, which don't work, only 8% of people that make a New Year's resolution keep it, I would like for you to become aware and make a New Year commitment, a change of a reshaping, a reforming at what you want in life. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. That's where the magic happens. This is where we work together to become a movement of like-minded people, of movement that is going to change and reformat, reframe what we want in life. What do you want? Well, what I want is for you to become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com. And while you're there, when you become a subscriber, you will get some free gifts. The one, because we were talking about lack thinking, one of the things that will help you with this to get out of lack thinking is to become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, you will get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. When you do this for 90 days, you will reconnect with your spirit. You will reconnect with a higher, you know, whatever that higher source is for you. What is it? And so when we're feeling detached or anxious and we're feeling all these things that you're going, you know, I need to take a pill to like numb my feelings. Your body is speaking to you and saying, hey, let's work together. Let's change some things around so that we can achieve happiness. So when you become a subscriber, you'll get the 90-day challenge, a 90-day challenge to self-love ebook for free. And then while you're there, make sure you click onto my Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show. Right now, you can hear the on and off the air conversations at Lillian's Radio Show. So I want to encourage you to go to Facebook and become a follower or like me there. If you like and you follow, you get all my posts, but not everybody does. So it's so important that we connect in different ways so that you know the different things that are happening on the show and who's going to be a guest on the show. Also, there is the YouTube video. So if you don't have the time at 8 o'clock in the morning, or on a Saturday at 11, or at different times throughout the day, you have YouTube, the on and off the air conversations, or there's podcasts. So when you're on YouTube, if you subscribe, the show, the video will be sent to you, as well as when you subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com, then you get the audio, which recorded on the station. And so you don't get the off the air conversations then, you just get the on the air conversations, because this is a radio show, this is a YouTube channel, and this is also Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. So make sure that you stay connected with me, and that's how you stay connected. While you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I ask that you check out my sponsors like Liberty Health Share that are making sure that this show is heard all over the world, and they are sponsors, and they are that's what I practice for health care. I use them for my health care, and how wonderful that they are now a sponsor of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So check out my sponsors and support them the way they're supporting the show. If you don't like YouTube, you don't like Facebook, Lillian's Radio Show, or Instagram, or all these different, and if you're a podcast kind of person, I'm on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn. You can find me at TuneIn. There's so many different ways that you can grow with me on the show. This is a classroom. This is a classroom so that we can empower ourselves to learn this new truth. You know, when we were kids, being, you know, treating others the way you wanted to be treated supported you. It worked well. But as you get older, I may not want to be treated the way you want to be treated. So that truth does not support us anymore. We need to be aware of what other people need and they want. And so that's where we can be of service to others. And so today, if you want a copy of Everyday Spirit. This is what I do every morning. You'll find me at 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock. And I spend some time with Mary Davis, sharing the thought of the day, her experience of the day. And it takes you from the world to your spirit. And so that is one of the gifts and lessons that I've learned this year, which is that it's not just mind, body, spirit. It is spirit, mind, body. I've had doctors like Dr. Lee Cowden say on the show that you can try to heal your body, but it'll be very, very expensive to heal your body without a spiritual healing, a connection. And some people say, well, I don't believe in God. That's okay. You have a spirit. God is spirit, or whatever you want to call, whatever that spirit, that connection to the creator, that's what I'm talking about. I may not necessarily call it a name that you might call it, but it's that connection with a higher power, higher power. And so if you are the seventh caller or texter at 407-373-5959, that's 407-373-5959, and you will get a free copy of Everyday Spirit. And we can join me at 4:30 in the morning or whatever time you want to do it. You can text me and say, oh, wow, this was a great meditation today. And so for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, for you, if you're watching on Facebook Live, the seventh message that I get, I'm talking about Messenger, a private Messenger message. You can go on whenyouneedafriend.com now, and you can click on Messenger too, and you can send a private message to me. So before we went on the break, we were talking about lack thinking, stinking thinking. And now during the break, I was talking to Andre, and I don't know if he was listening, but hopefully he was listening. But when you are constantly focusing on what you don't want, I don't want to be late. I don't want to get fired. I don't want to be, I don't want to marry an alcoholic. If you focus on the don't, the brain doesn't identify the don't. It just identifies and focuses on whatever you say after that. Interesting, right? We don't know that. We don't know how to properly think so that we can manifest a clear intention. So what happens is the brain does not recognize fact from fiction. It doesn't recognize do for don't. So with that in mind, what comes afterwards is what you're going to be thinking about. So if you don't want to be poor, then focus on being wealthy. If you don't want to be late, focus on being on time. I will be on time. So those are examples. So the acronym for lack is lamenting, complaining all the time of what you don't have. Anxiety. If you're feeling anxious right now, chances are you've got that thinking of mind, that lack thinking. And then there's comparing yourself to others. Oh, that is horrible. You are uniquely created. Why would you compare to somebody else? Yes, you can admire somebody's accomplishments, but to compare yourself that they have more than you, nah, that doesn't work so well. And then there's the last thing, which is the killjoy. The dream ends before it begins. So now let's change it. Let's shift to abundant thinking. Who said realism is about what could go wrong? What if it goes right? What if you focus on what could go right? So the acronym I have for the abundance thinking, the abundant mind that will lead to an abundant life, is FACT. So FACT is focus, awareness, curiosity, and trust. So how does that, how do we get that? So focus on what you want. Not what you don't want. Find a way to create what you want and eliminate the don'ts. Eliminate the lack. So focus on what you want. So what do you want? I want to be on time. So I need to focus on how do I achieve being on time? I need to make sure, let's say I want to go to the gym the next day. I need to focus on the night before, taking out all my clothes for the gym, so that I can be successful the next morning. So I'm going to focus on going to the gym. I set everything up. I've got everything ready. And I wake up. I don't have to think, find anything. I'm ready to go. I want to focus on my health. So that's what I do. I don't focus on not being sick. I focus on being healthy. I don't want to focus on poverty. I want to focus on being wealthy. I want to focus on lack or whatever it is. I want to focus on what I want. So awareness, becoming aware. I asked Andre during the break, do you think about lack or do you think about abundance? And he said lack. So what I want is that awareness is crucial. What am I thinking? What am I thinking? Is it lack or is it abundance? So being aware and making that little shift. And finally, trusting the process. First, it's the thought, then it's the feeling, then it's the action. Trust that process and it will happen. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And remember, 407-373-5959, seventh caller or texter, and we'll continue talking about the gifts and lessons. We'll be right here waiting for you. Okay.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I am sharing my gifts and lessons. This is my last show of the year. I want to remind you that if you want to be a part of the Heal Tribe on January 17th, 2019, Dr. Joel Fuhrman will be a guest. You need to RSVP. You need to let me know that you're coming. And you can go to Heal Tribe. That's Heal, Healthy Eating and Living Tribe. So it's Heal, Healthy Eating and Living. It's in Jacksonville. So if you live in the Jacksonville area, if you want to go, we're going to Zoom him in. We're going to, you'll have the opportunity to ask Dr. Joel Fuhrman your questions that you've been wanting to ask, but you couldn't because there's never enough time on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Today, I'm also giving one of my favorite books of the year is Everyday Spirit and Be the Seventh Caller or Texter, and you will win a free copy of Everyday Spirit. If you are listening on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, that's with a plural, Lillian's Radio Show, then you, if you message me, be the seventh message that I get, and I will give you a free copy. I'll send it to you. And so this is what we're talking about, is the gifts and lessons of this year. And I wanted to, I want to make sure that we talk about abundance thinking. And I talked about the lack mentality that leads to lamenting, anxiety, comparing yourself, and killjoy, and that will just create more lack. And then the abundance, which is to focus on what you want. And so instead of lack, focus on fact, which is if you are focusing on abundance, you will be able to create abundance. And that's focus, awareness, curiosity, and consider the possibilities that are out there. Trust the process that if you change the way you think, that way they'll be able to achieve the abundance that you want. Now, while we were on the break, I was talking about where I want to go next. For those of you who are eating perfectly and exercising every day and doing everything perfect, I have something else that I want to add. And it's the spirit and the mind connection, the spirit, the mind, and the gut connection, that we're all interwoven, all interconnected. I am connected to you through thought, through feeling, through action. Mary Davis, that yesterday her meditation was about the day that her daughter was born, stillborn, Angela. And yesterday was my father's birthday, his 88th birthday, and I experienced a miscarriage. And that connection to her loss and my loss will forever join us. And so we are all connected. And so I want to talk about healing. Dr. Lee Cowden shared on my show that you can spend a lot of money on your body, but it won't heal. It will take so much money to heal your body if you're unwilling to heal your spirit, to connect to your creator. And so I wanted to go over what I love is the 100% responsibility page on at whenyouneedafriend.com. I want to encourage you there so that you can go from that victim, because we are victims when we're children. Absolutely. We're victims of crimes. Absolutely. We are victims of people who want to take advantage of us. But we can turn it around. Will you carry that memory of victimization with you for the rest of your life? Or will you take 100% ownership of your life regardless of what's happened? So right now, not only I want to talk about abundance thinking, but another way to achieve that is to be 100% responsible. So when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com to the 100% responsible page, there are four little questions that will help you go from this lack to abundance, from victim to responsible to victor. And so the first question is, how did I create it? How did I create it? Now, responsibility has nothing to do with blame, shame, fault, or duty. It has nothing to do with that. taking ownership of your life is saying, regardless of what they did, I'm going to live my life anyway. I'm going to be successful anyway. I'm going to be happy anyway. How do you achieve that when you are blaming yourself for not doing this or not doing that? It was part of the journey. So how did that happen? So it happened because you created it. Well, how did you create it without fault, blame, shame, or duty? I created it because I was born into the family. I created it because I happened to be at a certain place at a certain time. I created it because it was a part of my journey. So whatever it is that is holding you back in that lack thinking, how did you create it is the first question. The second one is, what are the gifts and lessons? You know, I shared about my miscarriage that I had. And that was so painful for me. But Angela was born, it was a stillborn for Mary Davis. And so that was painful for her. How do you get to that being a gift? I'm telling you, I appreciate people so much when I hear that they have suffered a loss like that. And it's made me more aware of the pain. And it's made me aware that life is precious. What a gift that is. What a gift. And yes, it was a difficult time. It was difficult when I went through my divorce. It was difficult. But look at what I appreciated. I appreciated the person that would steal my heart and would grow with me to today. So all these things that were just like really horrible at the time, there are gifts and lessons, but it's time. You know, remember I said you go back? When you go back, you can appreciate, but not to be critical of what you should have done, but appreciate what you wanted and write it down. Write what you want. Write the gifts and lessons down. Remember that. Remember it. You know, yesterday was my father's birthday, and we brought back, I recreated a video that was a VHS into a DVD. And my dad watched this video of our love song that we wrote to him. And when he was done with the video, he said, I forgot all of that happened in my life. When you forget all those things, the beautiful things that happen, that's when depression sets in. That's when lack thinking comes in. It's time to remember. Then the next question in taking 100% responsibility is, what's going to be different? Well, after my divorce, I wasn't going to marry again. But then I found someone that met my criteria, that met that person that wanted to grow with me, that had my core values. What was going to be different is I was going to pick the person that was going to be the best person for me and I for them. I didn't have to change myself, but I did grow with him. So what's going to be different? Because if you repeat the same problem over and over again, it's not that other person, it's you. You've got to nip it in the thought, nip it in the feeling, nip it in the action. And the final, the fourth question in taking 100% responsibility is, how can I give back to the greater good what I learned? Acceptance of what is will help you just give back and say to someone else who's at the beginning of their journey, I can help you with this. This is what happened to me. And this is how I want to create something new, is to learn and give back. And then all of a sudden you realize that this didn't happen to you. It happened for you so that you can be a better person, be a better you. There's only one you. And I hope that in taking 100% responsibility, your life will change. So that's my gifts and lessons for the year, and tune in for 2019. I'm taking a much needed break, and I hope that you will keep spreading the good news about the word of the show, that you'll like this video, that you will share it with your friends. Help 2019 be the best year for the show ever, and that you will continue to enjoy the shows that we've picked out for you for the next 2 weeks, and that you will continue to grow with us. And may you and yours have a beautiful holiday season full of love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best holiday season ever. And I get to see that with myself, so I get to say, good job, good job. Okay, so here we go. For those of you who are on Facebook Live right now, be the seventh person to send me a message on Messenger, a private message, and get the book, Everyday Spirit.